Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. Not a good day on the diamond for the Guardians. Cleveland was shut out 3-0 by the Tigers earlier today, falling 4 games back in the AL Central and a game and a half back in the wild card race. As for the Reds, they held on to beat the White Sox 9-8, taking the series over Chicago. News off the diamond for the Redlegs, Hunter Green underwent Tommy John surgery on his right elbow, the team announced today. This is the second time in Green's career he's needed the procedure. In golf at the FedEx St. Jude Championship in Memphis, it was the full Jordan Spieth experience today. He sits at the top of the leaderboard after a 5-under 65 today, tied with Michael Thorbjornsson, Kirk Kitayama, Jake Knapp, and Michael Kim. They have a one-shot lead over a group at 4-under par. This update is sponsored by Hydrate Me Med Spa. Look great, feel great, personalized wellness and aesthetic treatments that work from the inside out. HydrateMeMedSpa.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand away.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on a Thursday. I am Brandon Beam hanging out with our guy, A-Ward Sports, Austin Ward. Reimer back behind the glass here this evening. Austin, happy Thursday to you, my friend. What's going on, buddy? Good to talk to you.
Great to be here. Another jam-packed training camp Thursday. Ohio State practicing in the morning. We heard from Matt Patricia and a handful of incoming transfer silver bullets. So James Smith, John Walker, Quay Rousseau, all chatting with the media this morning. So that was fun. Just getting closer to another big day. Seems like Saturday is going to be pretty bumpy out there at the Woody, and that's the day that they've got to get some things settled out.
And I think they will. They usually do after that supposed scrimmage that is on the horizon. That's when traditionally they do things the first Saturday after they open camp.
I asked somebody who is or is not a coordinator.
Okay.
How do you guys handle this? You guys calling it live? Because that would potentially mean two former NFL head coaches, actually both former NFL offensive coordinators, mm-hmm. one more successful than the other, but a former NFL offensive coordinator, former NFL defensive coordinator, like just going at it in the Woody with the best possible athletes and best roster in college football head to head. Like, you guys, is that all scripted? Are you trying to get something done? And this person just kind of looked over me and said, it's pretty fun. Maybe we went live today. Maybe we'll go live on Saturday calling it. I said, that, can I pay to come back in?
And they said, no.
I said, no.
Can't.
But there'll be tales told about what's been going on in this camp.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. Not even if I couldn't see the field, just to hear the raucous and the hijinks and shenanigans that could possibly go on Saturday.
I think that would be a bat on the wall.
Yeah, you're right. Echolocation is something that I would need. We got a great show lined up for you here this evening. It's a Three Thoughts Tuesday on a Thursday. Austin, we'll get to your thoughts from a Thursday over at the Woody. In our next segment, defensive coordinator Matt Patricia. As you know, you talked to him earlier today. We'll hear from him around 6:46. We need to come to terms for the match on Sunday. Television's Adam King, he's going to join us via phone at 6:46 a little bit later in the program. Get into the pulse, Austin's question of the day, and then we'll hear from Quay Rousseau and James Smith, a couple of Alabama transfers a little bit later on in the program. Austin, what's burning in your brain right now about the Buckeyes after spending the day over at the Woody?
Yeah, I think we were talking to the defense, but my mind goes right to the offense. If you're almost to this,
you're an offensive visor guy.
Kind of. By the way, what is going on with Lane Kiffin and LSU is some of the strangest things I've heard, but
we'll
I can't wait for that segment. I imagine Reimer's got that lined up in the pulse. At least I hope so. But you leave the practice field, you are 7 practices in. Ryan Day had said, you know, a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. you know, we latch on every word he says because he makes no accidents. 9 or 10, that's when he wants to nail some things down with the Ohio State offensive line. So that's where my mind goes. We're almost to that point, but there's a little, speaking of flies, a little fly in the ointment there with Austin Saravelle dealing with a little bit of an injury, hasn't practiced the last couple days, feels like it's a precautionary situation, think it's a precautionary situation. Nobody has addressed that publicly at this point. We will talk to Ryan Day after practice on Saturday. You know, I'd be really surprised if that's something that lingers all the way to September 5th or September 12th. But, you know, it harkens back to what was some of the difficulty for Ohio State in spring camp. You know, Austin Saraveld, Philip Daniels having to have those medical procedures. Mm-hmm. Josh Padilla working his way back. Jake Cook suffering an injury. They couldn't do a lot of the experimentation and tinkering with that five-man group because they didn't have everyone fully available to them at that point. And it doesn't sound as if that is the case at this moment for the Buckeyes. So they are still able to withstand that. Part of having this depth and versatility and, you know, the willingness, I think, to move guys around and consider other options is that you don't necessarily have to have one guy to anchor everything around. However, Austin Saraveld is the most important domino that exists. And Arthur Smith said yesterday he's a four-position player. Mm-hmm. Left tackle, left guard, right tackle. Wherever you need him, he will play. But he's got to be available for that. And he's one of the tougher guys that you're ever going to meet. He's an Iron Buckeye. He's a captain. He's got every credential that you need to go do that. But, you know, sometimes things just pop up, and I think he will be fine. I'm not saying this to raise any kind of alarm bells. It's just, does that change Ryan Day's timeline? Does it change the decision-making process for them? They know what they're going to get when he's healthy, so maybe it doesn't. But
my first thought, like when you were saying this, is like, well, now Ian Moore, if there was going to be a dispute over that left tackle position, those reps are not disputed. Like, he is going in as the starting left tackle, at least right now,
yeah,
in camp with Austin Saraveld being out. So then I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, well, if that's the case, we've got to worry about right guard. We'll see who slots in there.
I don't think they're worried about that either, if I'm honest, Beamer.
I'm going down the list in the chains of command here.
I can see I've got your brain burning.
Oh yeah, I'm burning big time for sure. And it's up to now Ian Moore at that left tackle position in these days without Austin Saraveld pushing him either at that position or being right guard. We still don't really know what's going to be the case when they get to the starting five September 5th against Ball State. But it's up to Ian Moore now to dominate that position, Austin, and put a stake kind of in the ground and say, all right, well, you know, we wish you a speedy recovery. Obviously, need you back, but like, this left tackle job is mine.
Yeah, and he had that opportunity in spring, and I think he ran with it. Ian mm-hmm. Moore did. He did everything that you possibly could have asked for him. He gave Ohio State a lot of confidence that if and when the need arises, he could play left tackle, he could play right tackle. Does this current stretch change any of the dynamic in terms of left or right when Austin Saraveld is back? Or does the competition change between Ian Moore and Philip Daniels, which is really the way that I'm viewing it right now? And I could very well be wrong about that. I'm wrong a lot. Sometimes I'm right. But I think that Josh Padilla is doing enough that right guard position. And Gabe Van Sickle does great things. He's squarely in that mix. Jake Cook is someone that the Ohio State coaching staff absolutely loves and one of the most tireless workers that you're going to find. But I feel like the same way that Ohio State was on the brink of putting Josh Padilla in the starting lineup in November last year before he had that setback, you know, he was ready by Penn State, by the week after that, to, you know, take over for Tegra Tshabola, and boom, bad luck, bad injury. Big time setback for him, and you're not able to really take that next step. But now he's on that same precipice, I think, and ready to maybe put his flag in the ground and say that right guard is fine. He can hold his own right next to Carson Hensman, mm-hmm. with Luke Montgomery completing that triumvirate in the middle. And then you almost that's the real benefit. If Ohio State can feel like those three spots on the interior are taken care of, and you don't have to move Austin Saraveld back there, because now that he is out for whatever it is, a couple days, a week, I don't know. Just know that he's dealing with something that is viewed as minor and a precautionary scenario. But
that's where my mind went as well when we were talking to you last night, and you said that he was unavailable to come out. I'm like, all right, well, that's something happened.
Yeah, right, and it did, and those things happen in every training camp,
of course,
and it's. The fact that it's Austin Saraveld is, you can look at it and say, well, he doesn't need these reps anyway.
True.
You might have been saving some of them on his frame just because you want Ian Moore to take the next step. You're watching that competition. You're putting that in reference to what Philip Daniels is doing. It could be a silver lining in that regard. Again, assuming that it is the minor thing that stand it to be. But beyond those three, you know, the drop-off between Philip Daniels and Ian Moore to Carter Lowe, it seems like it's a sizable gap. So if you don't have to move Austin Sarrivald or anybody else to account for that at right guard, I think that's the best case scenario for Ohio State. And they could, you know, there could be games where all three of those guys play at tackle. I know that no one is in favor of rotating on the offensive line, let alone, you know, Ryan Day or Tyler Bowen or Arthur Smith.
Yeah, I don't think they want to do that like the defensive line does.
That's not the goal. It's not what they want to do. But, you know, if you have to do that to get through the length of 16 games and the number of snaps that Ohio State's going to play and all those other things, you know, there's could be some benefit to this in the short term for Ohio State as they bring along Ian Moore and try and figure out what that configuration is going to look like, because at some point Austin Sarrivald is going to be fully healthy and he slots immediately back into that lineup. What's the best spot for him?
Mm-hmm.
When he's not there, I think that's when you get the best look at it.
All right, I've got a question about that. We can cover that in a Three Thoughts Thursday.
Ooh.
Three Thoughts Tuesday.
On a Thursday.
We'll do that coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
It has been family owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Modern Office Methods, your authorized Ricoh dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
Bishop and Friends.
I've been fighting this fight for about a year with NBC. I finally got him on kind of a longer, flowing, hopeful look.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Flood watches are in effect for Central Ohio on Friday. Tonight, we'll see increasing clouds across the area. Some rain showers develop around midnight, low temps at 70. 80% chance of rain and storms on Friday, the first half of the day. Drier in the afternoon, high temps, low 80s. Saturday, dry sunny early, showers and storms in the afternoon, and highs around 87. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
We're very close to Buckeye football. Very close. Uncomfortably close. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out my guy, A-Ward Sports, Austin Ward, here this evening. Television's Adam King is going to join us. We'll come to terms of the match with him at 6:46.
We got a little rue simmering in here.
Yeah, we do. We're workshopping some things for the match on Sunday, which is going to be terrific. Very much looking forward to that.
Should I be scared?
Yeah, probably.
You know, shouldn't be scared.
I mean, you've already ingested hot peppers. This is not anywhere near that.
And it's nothing you're going to eat. This is not an
eating. No food challenges for either one of you.
Oh, yeah, because I forgot we said that it was anything.
Yeah, literally anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't say that. Television's Adam King said
that. Yeah, and then you immediately said, deal, I'm in.
Stop it, Reimer.
Now you change. You did that on purpose.
Dude's over here and they're trying to rattle me.
Uh-huh.
Again with the remote, changing channels.
I mean, it's clearly affecting you.
I don't know.
I am so far in your head.
You're drunk with power.
It's unfair. We can't get to his TVs because we're further away.
And we're trying to do radio.
I'm not even close to your guys' TV.
What are you talking about? You're 3 feet away from it.
I know, but it shouldn't be able to reach that if it doesn't get the other TV.
The cable box is pointing to you. It's behind the TV, which is closer to you.
It's just crazy.
This guy is a maniac.
Because it does it from one TV and not the other.
It doesn't do it for that one reason. It's only the
one. I don't
know. Only the one.
Because I'm like, I'm back here. Did I do something
there? Yeah,
you sure did.
That's crazy.
I'm like 5 feet away now.
This is
the
press
remote
exit.
Is.
Press exit. We're watching the LPGA tour.
Okay.
We're really locked in.
We're trying to get in the right frame of mind for Sunday. Okay,
yeah, I'm trying to watch these putts.
I watched Jordan Spieth today. I'm very locked in.
What's he going to do tomorrow?
82, Bobby Mack style.
That's crazy to just roll out there. I mean, what if Rory McIlroy and Robert McIntyre played a best ball today? Would they have broken par?
I don't think so.
Bobby Mack made one birdie.
I think Rory made two.
Yeah.
They made a lot of bogeys combined.
Yeah, that's rough.
I don't know how far they would have been over, but it's over par in their best ball score. All right, we last left you. We were talking about the offensive line. Austin Saraville dealing with something. Don't know how long potentially he is going to be out.
Right.
Now, we were talking about these reps, I would imagine, are being given. Ian Moore is taking the left tackle reps. Correct?
That is my understanding.
All right. And then at right guard, why am I blanking?
Josh Padilla.
Yeah. Reimer just changed the TV channel again. Thanks very much. Josh Padilla at right guard. All right. So you and I were both talking about, like, what if they both, you know, plant their flags and say, well, I'm not going anywhere. You got to move
off.
You got to put Austin Saraville into this lineup somewhere.
Yeah.
If both of those guys have a great next, let's just make it up.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Next great 2 weeks. With two scrimmages in those 2 weeks. Both those guys look awesome. What do you do? What are you doing?
I think my personal preference, you know, based on what we've seen, based on what we've heard, projecting it forward, and that counts for absolutely nothing.
Correct.
I am not Ryan Day, and I'm not Tyler Bowen. I'm definitely not Arthur Smith. I'm none of those people. I feel like in that scenario, and Ian Moore has a great 2 or 3 week stretch here in training camp. You know, if he gets comfortable at left tackle, then you almost find yourself in that scenario. Like, do you want to move him back to the right side, which is where he has started? He played in place of Phillip Daniels at Purdue last year. He was really solid in that one. Not the same degree of difficulty. He also played at left tackle in place of Austin Saraville and was more than serviceable against Miami. Things weren't great for the entirety of the offensive line in that game. We know that part to be true. He can play on either side. Now, I still would lend, you know, my thinking towards Austin Saraville. It's been a full season there. That's where he's comfortable. That's basically what he views as his home at this point. The only position that he's played during his career at Ohio State where he got to stay there for an entire year. So he can move and he will move. I don't have any issue about that. But I think I would probably lean towards leaving him on the left side and then let Ian Moore go back. If he
is that good? And again, that's going to be in relation to Philip Daniels. But if you have these two, it doesn't seem like Philip Daniels has that ability in Ohio State's mind to play more than one position or to switch side from right tackle to left tackle.
It's a big jump.
That's the way it seems. But we know that Ian Moore can do both. And we know that Arthur Smith views Austin Saraveld as a four position player. But given full health and rolling into September 12th, if we're skipping past September 5th, which I know is not fair to Ball State, but is going to be the way my mind works for this conversation, I think I'd like to see Austin Saraveld at left tackle, okay, Josh Padilla at right guard, and Ian Moore at right tackle. Now, that's also Philip Daniels. I'm not being dismissive of him. He played there all of last season as a starter.
Did a better job than anybody anticipated. We're not talking about him being a potential starter at this point last year.
Went out and won it against someone who was making substantially more money than him in Ethan Onyanwa, and also became an NFL draft pick without the reps with Ohio State. Philip Daniels deserves a lot of credit for what he did a year ago. And if he has that same type of camp now in the next couple weeks that he did a year ago, it's not... It's going to be up to Ian Moore to say that there's no doubt about it. I've pulled ahead. Just mm-hmm. the same way that Philip Daniels did a year ago to Ethan Onyanwa.
Correct.
So it's up to Ethan Moore to handle that over the next couple weeks. And then one of those spots could be his. Austin Saraveld is not going to lose a spot.
No. No.
Period. No, he's not. He will have one.
Schlegs likes to say period dot.
Period dot. Poof. David Copperfield. He's back in the starting lineup whenever he's healthy. But I think between those three, you have to leave them at tackle, and then however it shakes out, it shakes out. It is in the best interest, in my opinion, of Ohio State for Josh Padilla and or Gabe Van Sickle and or Jake Cook to take the right guard spot, not one of them, the right guard spot, and make that their own so that the tackles can just stay out there and you don't have to really jumble up that puzzle every single week.
All right, so got a question for you from the YouTube chat. Thanks to Jim Trestle's burner account. Always appreciate the Lieutenant Governor for listening in. He said, can you ask Austin about Luke Fahey, how he's looking compared to Tavian St. Clair in the battle for the backup job, Austin? Very tough for a true freshman to earn that because it is, one, you need the reps. Two, it's incredibly difficult, and I would assume that it got more difficult when you brought in a former NFL offensive coordinator and head coach to run your offense.
Yeah, I think both things can be true here. Luke Fahey has really impressed the Ohio State coaching staff. He's got that processor that you need. That's, I think, one of his extraordinary traits. He's got some of the dual threat ability. He's probably the most mobile of that group of four quarterbacks, four scholarship quarterbacks out there for Ohio State. And, you know, both Berm and I, you know, we've been, during the open periods of practice, sort of positioned with the ones, wanting to see the offensive line, checking out what's going on with Isaiah West in the backfield.
Yeah, but you were split. You were right down.
I know.
You were turned towards the field in which the ones were running, but you could also easily shift to your left.
Could see both, but I'm thinking about Friday in particular, where when they were inside, it was raining, and so the ones were on the west, or excuse me, the twos and like freshmen were over on the west side, and I was stationed on the east side with the ones and then ostensibly the threes with some freshmen mixed in there. So when Julian Sand came out and the next wave came in, Luke Fahey was in there. That was the most I had watched of him do anything. In the spring, it was almost out of sight, out of mind for me. I know he was out there, but like, let's check out this progress for Tavian St. Clair. Let's get to know Justin Martin. It's hard for me to imagine there's going to be a major role for Luke Fahey in year one, and he didn't arrive expecting that there would be either.
Correct.
But so the reps that he was getting and the ones that have turned heads, they're also against a real hodgepodge of defensive players. He's not doing that against Kenyatta Jackson, or he's not throwing against Devin Sanchez, at least in the reps that we've seen. And so that's not, in my opinion, fighting for the backup job.
Mm-hmm.
Because Justin Martin and Tavian St. Clair, I believe, are doing that. And they're going to be the ones that Ohio State would likely need to turn to if we're talking about any time in this year. I don't know that Luke Fahey, for all the other positives that I mentioned here, which again, those are still true, that you're going to take that true freshman, elevate him into that number two or even number three spot with no game reps, no familiarity for the speed of game against the schedule that Ohio State plays. And also, even though he's got that processor that is maybe Julian-like and that he can move around a little bit, he's not going to be able to run the Ohio State offense the way that it's constructed for Julian or Tavian St. Clair.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
And it's not his fault. His skill set is different, and his physical profile, he is as tall as a Tate Martell or me.
Mm-hmm.
So players can succeed in that way. It's not like that was a surprise. Ohio State recruited and evaluated him knowing what his height profile was, and they saw someone that was Russell Wilson-like. That's the comp that I've been given for him. Now, he might even be a little bit more next level in terms of understanding coverages, making decisions, delivering the football than Russell Wilson. I'm not talking about washed up Russell Wilson from the last couple of years, and I'm not even really talking about, I'm certainly not comparing him to Seattle Seahawks Russell Wilson, but the college version, you know, if you got that out of Luke Fahey and he's past, you know, where early couple of years Russell Wilson was at NC State, great. That's a real positive. That's something to think about for 2027.
Could he be this?
Mr. Unlimited.
He could be unlimited. And I think if he dials down the personality and doesn't lean into a made-up superhero character, that would probably be better for Luke Fahey. I don't get the impression that that's the route he wants to go down. But I know that there are things that Luke Fahey is doing really well. I also know that there is a challenge being issued to Tavian St. Clair to continue to speed up his development, his growth, and his understanding of what defenses are trying to do. Some of these conversations aren't related. Some of them are. And I know that that sounds like a cop-out, but I don't think Luke Fahey is competing directly with Tavian St. Clair right now, at least when it comes to the backup job. But there's a scenario that exists where that could become a competition in the spring of 2027.
Of course, and everything should be a competition in the spring of 2027 because you'll be replacing, yet again, a lot of very good football players.
And maybe your quarterback.
We don't know that yet.
Yeah, that's not definite. That's the other...
We know wide receiver one is going to be gone.
Well, there's 5 for 5 available, Beamer.
Yeah, like I know. We've done that song and dance before.
Keep him around for 2 more years.
He crushed our dreams at Big Ten Media Days. I'm kind of sad going into my last year here.
Yeah, he's thinking about all those memories. Last Thursday of camp.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be really sad for that.
I'm sure.
Checking out of that hotel.
Oh, he's very bummed.
Having to go back into his high rise, wherever that is.
Yeah, a downgrade from where he's at.
Going to miss that hotel. Much. Yeah. It's a great question. It's a fair question because I'm sure the lieutenant governor has heard Berm raving about Luke Fahey the last couple days. You know, I've talked to the general Bobby Carpenter about that. And, you know, sometimes when we're discussing Tavian St. Clair and the number of, you know, quote unquote penalty laps, turnover laps that he's had to take, like Ohio State is clearly pushing him. And that doesn't mean that he's losing that spot or that Luke Fahey or Justin Martin are going to take it. But I think for sure Ryan Day didn't mention the backup quarterback job being one of the areas of quote-unquote concern for him a week ago for no reason. In fact, that's one of the premises of the Austin Berm Show, the number one. There are no accidents from Ryan Day speaking into a microphone. So they want to see more from Tavian St. Clair, but I don't think that that necessarily means the door is open for either of the other two.
Defensive coordinator Matt Patricia, he was holding court today over at the Woody. You're going to hear from him coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob.
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites, carefully pack everything up, and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Someone out there probably thinks we spend too much time talking about the Buckeyes. Please tell someone that they're stupid. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
And now with my guy Austin Ward here this evening, we'll let you know that we are on The Buckeye Show, brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. Let me see if I'm right on this. 272, I was right. Yeah. I was correct. Just watching
NFL. Math expert over here.
I mean, I really am. We were watching about 256 plus 16. I was able to get to 272. We were watching NFL Live, and they just showed Mike McCarthy. When Mike McCarthy was out of coaching, he was talking about how he watched all 256 football games in a season. He watched them all, whether it was tape or live, and then he would go back and look at everything during the season. So, like, that's what I know Mike McCarthy from, and also him calling Caleb Williams Khalib. I'm like, well, if you're watching all the games, I would think that you would know how to pronounce Caleb, but who knows?
Maybe he was watching the Red Zone channel.
He could have been, whoosh, down to Atlanta we go, whoosh to Tampa Bay, whoosh, going out to San Francisco. I can't do it.
Quad box.
I can't do it, man.
I'm going to need a gif of that.
I can't do the Red Zone. I've told you that before.
You're the one extra, in charge of that, Reimer.
It's the extra like $30, you know, to get the Red Zone. No thanks. I'm good. I'm just out. Good with the Sunday ticket. I don't need the Red Zone.
Just give him the Bears.
I might not even play fantasy football this year.
Just give him the Indiana Bears, wow, and he is good to go.
Yeah, what do you think? You want my spot, Reimer?
Sure.
All right. I'll tell the commish about that. I think I'm done playing fantasy football.
Retiring right now?
I'm not retiring, but I think I'm taking a break.
It's very freeing. I've been on hiatus for like four seasons now.
I just don't like when I have players in my lineup that are playing against the Bears. And I'm like, well, what do I do?
Well, this year it's easy because probably two, three, the last 10 years before that, you're like, well, I can't really bench them because the Bears are terrible. And now that the Bears are back,
yeah,
like, well, it could be
highest scoring offense in NFL history.
Could be safer.
That's
for
what
you
they
now
want.
You could say it doesn't matter. These guys aren't doing anything against the mighty Indiana Bears. I can leave them on my bench.
They are a mess.
It's easier than ever.
Kevin Warren really doing a nice job.
Kevin Warren just always making decisions in the best interest of the organization.
Absolutely. And the fans. He's but definitely looking
you
out
you want to go
fans.
Punch him in the throat?
I know someone who would like to.
Okay.
At least his PR representative.
I don't know. She might go advocate for it.
Is she working for the Bears?
I don't know.
I need to be at a
wherever Kevin Warren goes.
I need to be at
press. She's on call.
Press conference for that. You were talking to Matt Patricia a little bit earlier today over at the Woody. Anything groundbreaking from Matty P?
The last 2 days, it's really interesting. And we got several reminders that we are dealing with former NFL head coaches on the coordinator roles where it's like, there were questions like, how many safeties are you going to play with? He's like, well, it depends on the personnel.
11.
What are we facing? Yeah.
An all safety defense.
Or yesterday when Arthur Smith would get those questions like, you know, what can you do with this player over here? Well, I'm not going to give you the playbook. It's like, I'm a former NFL head coach. I know what I'm doing over here. So it's both like challenging and refreshing and sometimes difficult because often you're used to, you know, people who want to play the game and can give the sound bites, understand what you're asking. And these guys are like, no, you're going to need to step up your game and match what I'm doing. I'm used to New England media, or I've been an NFL head coach in a major media market. You're not going to get anything easy out of here. So, you know, ramp it up and bring it. But Matt Patricia is just, I think he's in heaven. The reason
he seems like it. Like he loves it.
When we talked about his possibilities after the season and ultimately the contract extension and the raise that he got and potential interest from NFL teams, you know, I told you, Beamer, at that time, it's like, well, all I know is that Matt Patricia loved his year at Ohio State. His family loves Columbus. You know,
he didn't want to leave.
The kids don't want to leave. They like where they're at in their schools, and they're making him cool shoes, and there's the pencil celebration and the camaraderie. And also now he can find himself more involved in the grocery shopping with the players and, you know, tailoring a scheme to whoever they're able to bring in and whoever he wants to bring in. And so I actually think that
Quay Rousseau was talking about that earlier. You'll hear that at 7:30.
Yeah, I think the way that Matt Patricia is talking about this, and he didn't say it directly, But I think that there is a possibility that this year, because he's had to replace 8 or 9 starters, depending on the exact number, that target can move around. He's had to replace a lot of high-level starters 2 years in a row. Yeah. In year one, he did that incredibly well. We know that. Historic success. It helped that you have Caleb Downs and Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese and Cade McDonald to, you know, streamline that process. And that does make it easier if you're a defensive coordinator with Matt Patricia's brain and encyclopedic knowledge of defense, that you have a bunch of those NFL guys. So I'm not saying this like it's going to be easy, but I think when you inherit that defense a year ago, there wasn't a lot of flexibility for him. Like, well, I'm going to go pick up somebody to play this specific role, a free agent. I'm going to hit the waiver wire the way that he might in the NFL ranks. Well, he's had that opportunity now through the transfer portal, through recruiting, heading into year two. So this, it will make it sound like I'm suggesting it might be easier and he'll snap his fingers and he's got everything he wants and it's going to be perfect. I'm not saying that, but I wonder if
I am.
I wonder if year two, though, is not quite as daunting to him because he's had a year to prepare with a lot of these guys, Kenyatta Jackson, Peyton Pierce, mm-hmm. Jermaine Matthews, Jalen McClain,
Devin Sanchez,
Edric Houston, Devin, like a lot of those players already have a built-in knowledge of what he's doing. And then he's supplementing it with guys who, whether that's James Smith or Quay Rasaw coming from Alabama and being recruited by Nick Saban,
or a little
with same ties, same dynamic. You know, if he feels, and Christian Allegro with James Laurinaitis knowing what he can do and Big Ten experience, if there's this world where Matt Patricia is in year two and suddenly the replacing of that many starters isn't as daunting as it could have been a year ago, even though he knew how high level that talent was with guys like Caleb and Sonny, et cetera.
Here he was talking about exactly what we were just speaking of in recalibrating this 2026 Silver Bullet defense.
So we had like 51 new players, I think, overall on the team, and certainly with the young guys and the transfer guys, it's just a completely different group, you know. And I think the great thing that's been interesting to watch through the course of the spring and the summer really is those different personalities coming from different areas, right? So whether it's, you know, two from one school in the SEC, another from the ACC, another from the Big Ten, and just kind of watching those cultures kind of come in the building and then get on the Buckeye culture here has been pretty, you know, pretty cool. And then watch our young guys that have been here really kind of merge to lead and kind of show them the way has been really neat. Now, schematically, obviously, we're trying to figure out what everybody can do because we haven't had that development with a lot of these guys, and they've all done different things in different places. So spring was good to see it. Camp is really important right now, really, as we're working on some fundamentals and stuff to see how those schemes work with some of the fundamental techniques that these guys can actually do.
If you had to pick one thing that Matt Patricia excelled at the best, now he's very good at a lot of different things, what would it be? Because mine, I think, is what he was talking about right there. Getting a feel for his players and putting them in the correct positions to succeed. I think that is his number one strength. Doctoring up a defense that works for you on a personal player level and then intermingling it with everybody else and creating a cohesive unit that is just full butt kickers.
I think it's all tied together, Beamer. Everything that you're talking about, you couldn't necessarily get that out of your roster. New guys, old guys, transfer guys, holdovers, whatever, veterans, Caleb Downs, Sonny Styles, Arvell Reese, anybody, if they didn't buy into what you're selling. And so the thing that for year one, carrying over into the last, you know, the first 7-8 months of year two, that resonates the most with me with Matt Patricia is his ability to establish relationships that then allows him to teach at the level that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Because, for someone like Arvell a year ago, I don't know how many other programs would have been able to or wanted to use him in the variety of ways that Ohio State did. And it changed throughout the duration of the season. I know that there are people that are like, hey, needed more. Berm is one of these people. He needed more one-on-one pass rush opportunities. They weren't using him enough. No, he and Sonny basically switched roles in the middle of the season,
yeah,
and it worked pretty darn well.
It was pretty good. It's fun.
But you have to have Arvell believing that this is not going to cost me my draft stock and it's not going to cost the Silver Bullets. Whether one is 1A or 1B, it doesn't matter. They have to buy into that holistically, and everybody on that defense did a year ago. And that's because of the time that Matt Patricia spends with them, how much he pours into it. I've had multiple players tell me about just walking down the hallway past Matt Patricia's office, like, well, come on in. You got a question? You want to watch film? Like, let's do this. And like, without fail, when you're talking about these guys who want to get to the NFL level, who want to be first round draft picks, well, yeah, I would like more coaching. I'd like to know how to get there. How'd you get those Super Bowl rings? And the guys that take advantage
I'll
of that,
tell you.
He will share that knowledge. He'll share it with people who aren't even at Ohio State. I mean, I know some stories of people who just like call him up out of the blue to learn football, to understand what he did with New England or anywhere else. And that stuff, I think he prefers to keep it all private because he's working so hard on Ohio State's benefit right now. But that's more of like an off-season conversation I'm alluding to. But right now, if there's any time of day that you want to work with Matt Patricia, he's going to do it.
And he's going to be there. He'll be at the office. Don't you worry about his location. He's over at the Woody right now. And he's going to be over there for the next month and a half straight. And then maybe a day off here and there. But listen, he's there.
He's grinding.
They're all over there right now, actually. Television's Adam King. He's going to join us. We'll come to terms for Sunday's match with him next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Buckeyes are ranked number one, so let's talk about them. Endless Buckeye conversation awaits you on your home for Ohio State athletics. The Fan.
Football
season. Retirement from football hits everyone differently. For Devere Posey and Dane Sanzenbacher, it means sitting around watching sports clips on the internet and arguing about them. Search for Didn't Catch That on YouTube and subscribe.
Come on over to Heartland. Join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The achieve more together teams. And the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. We here at The Fan believe there's no such thing as too much Ohio State coverage. You're locked in to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out my guy, A-Ward Sports, my partner for Sunday's match.
The match.
We have the opponents, one of the opponents on the line. The other one we're staring across from.
Couldn't make it in here for the contract signing, huh?
Yeah, he couldn't do it. We head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, checking with Television's Adam King. Hello, Adam. How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm feeling great. I actually hit the old driving range today, so that was good.
Instead of going to the Woody?
Cheating.
It's my off day, and I decided the most important thing that I could do is get to the range and try to help Reimer. So
I didn't know that practice was allowed. I was chastised for taking part in the Roosters Foundation outing tomorrow by Jacob Reimer yesterday. So it seems like there's a lot of hypocritical action going on here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just to be clear, going to the driving range is not the same as playing a full 11 in part of the Roosters outing.
You're going to be a long way from the clubhouse if you stop after 11 on Sunday.
That's horrifying. I did come up with a couple thoughts. So I'd like to run them past you.
All right. So again, the stakes of this match are pretty clear. Austin and I are a team. Adam and Reimer are a team. So if we lose, what are the terms, Adam? What are your ideas floating around in your head?
I have a few ideas, you know, too.
Okay.
I think everything is so...
We're just spitballing during this segment. Beam and I know what the stakes are for you two. We're not here for your brainstorming session.
Well, so I... Okay, first of all...
Why don't you two get on the same page and then get back to us?
My was going to be the stakes for the losing team.
The whole bet?
Yes. I was going to say the losing team has to go to a Dime a Dog night and combined eat 18 hot dogs.
Well, that seems like a grand old time.
It's,
you know that we both endorse Awaken 180, right? We were not allowed to do that.
Contractually obligated to not do that.
Well, what was your plan?
Can't get a one-time thing to just... You know how long that would take me to bounce back from 18 dogs?
Well, it would be nine.
Yeah, it'd be nine. All right. Good math. Thank you.
All right.
I don't do math.
Do you want to hear ours, Adam, and what Austin has come up with for you and then what I have come up with for Reimer?
Adam, you told us... What, 2 weeks ago on the Buckeye Show, you had not read a book since sixth grade, is that correct?
Oh, no.
And you vowed to never read one again, is that correct?
Oh, no, that is correct.
Okay, so when Beamer and I win on Sunday, you will be reading a book of my choice. And every Tuesday when you appear on this air, and people say, well, so are you going to write a book report? No, I'm not going to let you use Claude to dupe me into reading that you pretended to read a book. So you will face a test every Tuesday on air during your segment in here to make sure that you are up to date on your reading material. And if you do not get a passing grade, 70% on your quizzes on Tuesdays for what I think is going to be the first book in the Hunger Games series, because you said you haven't read since sixth grade. So I want to make sure.
Okay. So, I do want to spoil that this is only to be fair. The last book I read was The Hunger Games series.
Okay, well, we'll adjust. Thank you for being honest.
Yes.
It will not be The Hunger Games.
For Flying Colors. I shouldn't have said that. I should have asked every time.
Yeah, you almost had an easy A on that one, but sorry.
I will also give you a heads up, just because I'm a loyal man. You know, I want to honor our bets. I would pick a book that doesn't have a movie.
I understand, but... I also know that sometimes the screenplays are different than the book, and if you get those wrong, I might lay some traps in your quiz. Mm-hmm. We'll know if you're reading or not. So here's the deal, though. If you don't get a passing grade on this book, you have to read another one until you get a 70% or above on your quizzes. So that is your stakes.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's what we're working with. But if you want to throw hot dogs at us, be my guest.
No. That is so well thought out. I am beyond impressed. It is also what I imagine to be the worst punishment of my life.
You told me a detail, and I fit the stakes accordingly.
It's a pretty good one.
All right, Beam, what's yours?
All right, so I believe we've come to terms with you. Now for our lovely producer, Jacob Reimer, I believe the terms will be this. When Austin and I win the match on Sunday, you are banned from wearing anything North Carolina related into the studio, and you are banned on any show that you're on from talking about North Carolina basketball. You're banned from it if you mention North Carolina during this said time, which will go until January 1st, 2027. If you mention North Carolina basketball, you then have to say something positive about Duke. If you wear North Carolina clothing into the studio, Austin and I will get together and we will get you a Duke t-shirt. If you wear Carolina gear, then you have to put on the Duke shirt the next day.
Oh my gosh.
How are those for terms?
So I would have the rest of this year to talk North Carolina basketball.
No, you can't.
You said January 1st.
Yes, that's when it ends.
Oh, so you'll be able to talk about it during March Madness.
Okay. Yes.
Non-conference season, basically.
If they make March Madness.
Is when you will be on a band. I can't
talk about it on this show.
On any show other than our network post-game show in which we may mention North Carolina.
Okay. Oh boy. That's tough.
Oh, you got, oh, these two thought we were just playing around.
Yeah, they didn't think we put any thoughts into
my ideas are nothing compared to your
guesses.
Well,
let's hear it. Let's hear yours.
Adam, what else do you have?
I want to search for something in my mind.
Well, he's a guest on the show. We should get him.
That's true.
He's rattled. He's he's trying to think about how he can AI program something to read for him.
I can't. So, I'm going to read Redwall?
If you give me the Odyssey, we're going to be in a fight. All right.
No, I know. I wasn't trying to make it so that it couldn't be done.
It's got to be a book that's 300 pages or less. All right?
Yeah, that's fine.
I was thinking along the lines, it's funny you went with the Duke thing, because I was thinking for Austin, Colorado State.
I was thinking Packers for Beam.
about what?
That Austin has to learn the Colorado State fight song.
That's a good one.
And sing it on radio. For four straight Talking Tuesdays while wearing the same Colorado State sweatshirt that I buy.
I'm not wearing Colorado State gear on Talking Tuesdays.
No. I'm sorry, Buckeye Show.
Okay, well, that's different. I mean, I'm not going to wear it at any point because I'm going to win on Sunday, but I accept your proposal. I had either Packers stuff for Beam to wear during a show for a week and have to learn their chants and everything.
What? I don't know. I think they have chance.
Okay.
Bum, 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 bum.
Go back, go!
Yeah, that's it. I think that's the extent. Yeah.
We're done.
They're
I gave you a head start.
Yeah, they're not that intuitive up in Wisconsin.
Because you have never seen this and have vowed that you will never watch an episode, that you would have to watch a season of Friends of my choice and report back to me.
Okay.
I almost went with Austin having to watch the season The Bachelor.
God. I'm watching a season of Friends. Yeah,
it's not too late for you to change it, Adam.
You know what? I'm going to lock that in. You have to watch a season of my choosing of The Bachelor.
Okay.
And much like your quiz, I will have a quiz.
Oh, yep. No.
Yep. Same here for Friends, and it's a season of my choice without any context.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deal. I agree. I agree to terms.
The match is set.
All right. So North Carolina Duke stuff for Reimer.
I concur.
Book reports for Adam, and then for us, season of Friends, season of The Bachelor.
Good luck.
Okay.
Ready to learn the name John Paul Jones.
Hey, I'm so much looking forward to doing a radio show with you tomorrow.
I can't believe I'm so excited.
I am too.
We're gonna have the best of times.
We're gonna have a great time. For those who don't know, and also I didn't know this until 3:30 today, Adam and I
will be
hosting Rothman and Ice tomorrow from noon.
You're welcome, Adam. Yes. Beam and the King.
Yeah, that's right. Me and Adam gonna have a grand old time from noon to three. Hey, I'll see you. I don't know what time you're reporting to camp tomorrow, Adam, but I'll see you at some point in the morning, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There he goes. Television's Adam King with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. What in the world's going on in Baton Rouge right now?
Oh, gosh.
We'll do that in the Pulse coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
America's largest custom home builder, Schumacher Homes, believes a top-quality home should be affordable for everyone in the Buckeye State. We work with the leading architects to bring you the latest in design, and then you have the ability to make changes. Not just selecting finishes, but moving walls, adding rooms, literally customizing anything from the ground up. It's a misconception that custom homes have to be expensive. We work within your budget to build an amazing home on your land. Visit SchumacherHomes.com or any of our 9 Ohio locations.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeyes sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Bats weren't awake for the Guardians today. Cleveland was shut out 3-0 by the Tigers. This now puts the Guardians 4 games back in the AL Central and a game and a half back in the wild card race. As for the Reds, they held on to beat the White Sox 9-8, taking the series over Chicago. News off the diamond for the Redlegs, Hunter Green underwent Tommy John surgery on his right elbow, the team announced today. The Reds' ace will miss the remainder of the season and the 2027 season. In the NFL, a handful of preseason games tonight, including the Bengals hosting the Lions. Kickoff is here at 7 o'clock. And in golf at the FedEx St. Jude Championship, there's a five-way tie at the top of the leaderboard after round one. Three-time major champion Jordan Spieth and Michael Thorbjornsson, Kirk Kitayama, Jake Knapp, and Michael Kim all fired 5-under-65s today. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Open a savings account for the youth in your life, which is $5 at BMI Federal Credit Union, and they'll put $100 into a youth certificate.
For the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hour number two of the program for us here on a Thursday. And wouldn't you know it, we got football.
What a beautiful sight.
Dual barrel football actions in the preseason. We got the Lions and the Bengals down in the jungle. And we also got the Packers and the Steelers out in Pittsburgh at 7 o'clock. 7:30, you get the Colts and you get the Patriots. 8 o'clock, Chargers and Texans. Cardinals and Raiders, and then at 9 o'clock, Tennessee in San Francisco. Even though it's preseason, did you see the numbers on the Hall of Fame game?
They're sickening.
Yeah. Was it 8 million people?
Too many. And there were some folks in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center lobby today talking about placing wagers on these games, and there was some bet the mortgage opportunities out there. I think that might be why 8 million people are watching the Hall of Fame game.
I think so, too. I don't know how many people are going to be watching the Steelers and the Packers or the Lions and the Bengals, but I'll tell you what, we'll have them on unless Reimer changes the channel. And I believe a former Buckeye quarterback is getting the start for the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight. Got
Will Howard out there getting warm right now for Pittsburgh. That's on the screen. It was great to see Joey B. Joe Burrow taking some snaps and full pads. Don't know that he needs much work, but anything could happen in that regard. But, oh, well, I was watching the Steelers,
and then
Reimer picked up the remote.
What channel is it on? I want to watch it.
It's on channel 4, okay. And then the Bengals are on channel 6.
This guy, he's unbelievable.
I'm already on 4 on that TV. Press the last button.
We just have double.
Oh, I changed it on mine.
Good. Stop messing with us. I want to watch Will Howard.
Put the remote down. What's going on in Baton Rouge?
He's trying to make the team.
Well, I'm disappointed in some of the bets that I didn't give out.
What do you mean?
I didn't give any options for...
Already have remorse?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, that didn't take long.
Two of my options were naming the countries of Africa in alphabetical order.
I took a geography of Africa class at Ohio State, so I'm pretty...
That's crazy.
...adept. I was able to name all the countries and the capitals. I don't know it anymore, but I think I would have been able to get that.
We would have gone straight up to the Black Dog Tavern, and he would just test it out right then. It's like, we're good.
Yeah, we're done. Take me out, coach.
Austin does updates for me.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Even if you write the script for Austin just reading the update live.
I was a little bit concerned because the other day it was floated as a possibility by you two.
For Beamer.
About,
I thought of it yesterday. I was like, oh, Austin's never done one.
But I worried about the legality of our actual jobs, like putting those up for grabs and then having to explain to Fish like why I would be, I don't know, doing updates or why Beam wasn't going to be doing them for an entire year, which was what was talked about. I don't know. I don't know if we were going to be able to actually do that.
I think our contracts, we could have worked something out of that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Listen, man, they don't care about the schedule. You work here. You can. These are interchangeable things, all right?
That's true.
Things are floating from day to day.
Beam and the King tomorrow from noon to 3.
Yeah, and Isaiah's producing for us because Cole's out, too. It's a whole line change, just like it was earlier today.
What's going on over there?
I don't know.
I'm in
Rothman
on that show.
Rothman's sick. Maddie is out.
Cole's out as well.
And then AR must be very ill if he's taking the last 3 days off.
I'm on that show next week. Maybe it'll be you and me.
Hey, man. Play our cards right. Maybe it will be. Reimer, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, you asked about Baton Rouge. Will Wade got a fifth player. I don't know. Is that what you're asking about?
No, that was not the storyline we were talking about.
I mean, I felt like that was
number five, cool. though, is involved.
This is true. And it's an attorney representing Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels informed LSU it can no longer use his name, image, and likeness and said he felt profoundly disrespected after LSU allowed cornerback DJ Pickett to wear his former number five jersey.
I mean, how have we gotten here? And I heard Lane Kiffin earlier today talking about this situation in which. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously like, you know, Jaden's a great of the program. And, you know, this was a major part of the recruitment was for him to be able to wear number five. Now, I don't know how much you need to promise numbers to get someone to come to LSU, but like my first thought, you know, went there. But it's just
also, let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Because the ESPN story gets quotes from Brian Kelly, who was recruiting this player and offering the number five. And in it, he admits that he wasn't really intending to follow through on that promise. So, who is looking good in this? You have Jaden Daniels.
I don't think Jaden Daniels looks good at all.
Throwing a fit about his NIL several years removed. And in the process, he says trying to protect his legacy, or his people are saying that, tarnishing his legacy. You have Brian Kelly admitting on the record that a recruiting promise he made held no actual weight in his mind. And then you have Lane Kiffin, who's somehow thrust in the middle of this, and he's like, well, I guess I'll do it because I don't really care about the repercussions, and I'm just trying to get through this the best that I can.
It's not DJ Pickett's fault at all.
Almost.
In this.
I think I just talked myself into Lane Kiffin comes out looking like the best of anybody involved in this, and I don't know that I've ever said that.
Oh, my gosh, that's gross.
I think DJ Pickett looks like the best in this because he was promised the number. They said, once you get on campus, you can have it. It's all good.
But he didn't take it last year.
And he said, okay, that's good. And then once it becomes available, the number becomes yours. All right, that's fine. You know?
But it already was available last year, and they just didn't do it.
That's strange.
Right? I mean,
that's weird.
They waited. So, because that's what Brian Kelly was saying. So I did make that promise.
So were they going to retire the jersey of Jaden Daniels? And then this whole promise.
He's not even eligible. He's not currently eligible for his jersey to be retired. Like, they haven't retired Joe Burrow's jersey yet. Yeah. And he won a national championship and the Heisman Trophy.
And I would hope both of them, just for being Heisman Trophy winners alone, like would get that jersey
retired. Shedeur Sanders has his jersey retired.
So does Travis Hunter.
But Travis Hunter won the Heisman.
Yeah, that's fair.
Why Jaden Daniels is so intent on that number being retired and never given out again. They're not inventing new numbers, and you got to fill out your roster. So someone was going to wear number five again at some point, because do you know what? Joe Burrow gave way more to LSU than Jaden Daniels did. They went 10-3.
Ohio State in 2019, though.
Well, we don't have to prove that, but I agree with you. You're right. Would have been a boat race situation. But we can't change the record as it's written. And if you're looking at the two, they probably need to get Joey B done before they worry about the guy who went 10-3 on the way to the Heisman.
How about DJ's dad as well? Damian said, honestly, this right here makes us want to wear the number more. LSU has not said anything to us about the number, about us being able to wear the number. Coach Kiffin has been in full support of my son through this process. It's not really pertaining to my son, but he's been put in the middle of something that has nothing to do with him. My boy's been wearing number five his whole life. Not last year. And I just learned that I didn't realize was a thing.
Yeah. Now, they haven't, I guess I read in that same story that you're perusing right now, they hadn't given the number five out since Jaden Daniels left, and they haven't given number nine to anybody else, laying the groundwork for the retirement. But you're running out of real estate. Someone has to wear uniform numbers. And until you start putting like 118.
What number did Troy Smith wear at Ohio State?
10.
10.
All right. What number is Julian Sand wearing?
He wears number 10.
Okay.
I think the list of people who should have, even when you have something like 45 or pick whatever else, mm-hmm. you can still honor it in other ways. You need the jersey numbers available. It's college football. Your roster is turning over every year.
You can retire numbers in the NFL because that's only 53 players.
You put them in the Ring of Honor with their number. Yeah. You put their name up there. That's enough.
That's a lot.
I mean, and then you can give them the jersey patch or whatever. Like, we've seen other programs do that. Mm-hmm. Ohio State really hasn't got to that point yet, but
they got too many patches now.
But you have to be able to wear numbers that are between 0 and 99. Okay?
That's as far as we go.
And I'm sorry to Jaden Daniels. But actually, I'm not sorry. You didn't win a national championship. Your legacy is getting a Heisman Trophy and your school paying tribute to you forever.
You didn't make the playoffs.
It wasn't even close.
Playoffs.
Like, just give me a break with this. Like, are we at the point now? Is he angling for a post college NIL deal with his alma mater? Is that what they're talking about?
Protecting them saying, Jaden Daniels and his representative saying that LSU can't use his name, image, and likeness for anything is so petty.
Yeah.
Like that is crazy. I won a Heisman Trophy there. And on the board down at LSU Tiger Stadium, which I'm certain does some sort of pregame video introduction with former great players of LSU. And there's a lot of them. And if you go to the Woody, you'll see, or not the Woody, you go over to the Horseshoe, you'll see the same thing, right? This pregame hype video with so many Heisman trophies, national championships. And like Jaden Daniels just saying, you can't use me for any of that.
And
over a number.
Well, and even like during games when they'll do like Buckeyes in the NFL, like I would assume that like other colleges do that for their players in the NFL and how they're doing. So like, can they just not throw up of what Jaden Daniels is doing in the NFL?
I guess they can't.
Yeah.
I don't even think that, I mean, this cease and desist was not a lawsuit. Because I don't know that they could actually enforce LSU not publicizing someone who played at their school and was getting an NIL deal from them.
Well, they own the media rights when he was in college.
That's what I'm saying. I think they own that in perpetuity. So I think
for eternity,
for whatever.
Maybe he's trying for a fifth year.
I'm not good at math and I'm not good at law, but this is dumb.
I'm not good at either one of those things either. You know what I am good at naming?
All
54 countries in Africa. Austin, we'll get to your question of the day. Coming up next, it's the Buckeye Show on the...
...knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource. Today and always, trust it. Visit CareSource.com.
Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30, and he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan.
Things are popping at Al's Delicious Popcorn. With over 80 flavors to choose from, we have something for everyone. From classics like caramel cashew, white cheddar, and our famous vanilla butternut, to new flavors like chicken and waffles and spicy barbecue. They are all made fresh and they are all delicious. Visit us online at alspopcorn.com or come see us and experience the best service in town at 1500 Bethel Road in Columbus. Al's Delicious Popcorn.
The future for cycling is now at Rumpke Waste and Recycling. The recycling leader has opened North America's largest, most technologically advanced recycling center right here in Central Ohio. This one-of-a-kind facility features interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the ability to process over 60 tons of recycled material per hour. Rumpke is committed to recycling and sustainability efforts. And for more than 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure the items you place in your recycling bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in our landfills and more of it to good use.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, our next chance of rain is on its way for Friday across Central Ohio. Tonight we'll have increasing clouds, some showers around midnight and a low of 70. 80% chance of rain and storms first half of Friday. Some flash flooding is possible. Drier in the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s on Saturday. Dry, sunny early. Showers and storms come back in the afternoon and night, and highs around 87. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
Are we drinking the Scarlet and Gray Kool-Aid? You bet we are. You're listening to the Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with my guy, A-Ward Sports, Austin Warden, this evening. Tito and Pat Murphy will be doing this show tomorrow. You're just now joining us. Television's Adam King and myself will be doing noon to 3 on Rothman and Ice.
Big warm-up before the match on Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be terrific.
He jumped off radio into our group chat.
Mm-hmm.
Reimer's saying he's got second thoughts about the bet. King's like, I need something different. He wanted me to wear a suit. Like,
you don't even own a suit.
I don't even own a suit, man. Are you going to pay for the suit?
He wanted you to wear a suit for a week, but I think not including games.
I think he meant the game, too.
Oh.
I think that you should just wear his English laundry suits and see how he likes it.
A little London gentleman?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I think that would be...
I know that there have been times that those pants have been sewn a little too tight for him. And for all of the success that I've had with Awaken 180...
I'm not sure if we're...
I think I'd be splitting those bad boys straight in two.
Yeah, I think we would be. I was reading this from the National Weather Service, all right?
Oh, was this when they admitted that the secret tornado actually happened? I can't.
That is correct.
I wanted to tell you about it last night.
That is correct. The survey team evaluated damage in Upper Arlington. The results were straight line winds, 90 to 100 miles per hour. No tornadic circulation or convergent pattern. Therefore, the survey team determined that the damage in Upper Arlington was a result of straight line wind. However, the survey team also evaluated damage in South Columbus, particularly from Hinman eastward across Parsons, extending as far east as Fairwood Ave. The damage in this area exhibited a convergent pattern. In addition to tree damage, there was structural damage that included roof damage to some homes and businesses. This tornado reached an EF1 intensity. So it was.
I knew it.
It was a secret tornado.
I called it on Tuesday.
I mean, Berliner Park is an absolute mess.
I drove by it on Tuesday. I was like, yeah, that was not a thunderstorm.
No.
Buddy. Secret tornado.
Something much larger came through these parts.
It beat the warnings. We got nothing.
No, nothing.
Snuck right past it. And that's...
The fact that it registered as a tornado.
That's pretty scary. I was telling you the story yesterday that came out that was in the Dispatch. It's like, well, they measured...
Ohio's greatest newspaper.
85 mile an hour winds at Ohio State Airport. It's like, well, yeah, that was 100 yards from my house. It was like at 10:30 in the morning.
Where it was pitch black outside.
And Liberty and I were like standing there with the door open and branches and leaves are flying into the house. And it was like, she's like, are you sure it's not a tornado? At that point, I didn't know that we were in secret tornado status. And she was,
And her brain was spinning, and she's like, maybe it's the elementals from Spider-Man. Mm. Like, maybe
Reimer doesn't understand.
Maybe that. Mysterio engineered this tornado for us. And I was like, you might be onto something, Liberty. I think between the two of us, we windhorsed this thing. Ooh, pun intended.
Ooh.
Secret tornado, and we figured it out.
What is going on in
What's going on with the tornadoes?
The non-tornadoes. What's
going on in the San Diego of the Midwest?
The derecho, but now it's a tornado. But it was a derecho somewhere else, which is a land hurricane. So we had a tornado and a land hurricane.
We had it all.
Wow.
At the same time.
We get all the weather here.
That makes sense, because it sure seems like it. And my neighborhood is still a mess. We did get power last night, though.
Oh, good.
So power is back on.
What's going on in the basement?
It's dry. It's dry now.
Okay.
So it took me a couple of days to, you know, I had a big fan running down there. A lot of wet towels, you know, a nice working...
How many towels are we talking?
It was probably 8 to 10 very large beach towels.
Okay.
Is what we were dealing with. And I took a shop vac and vacuumed the water out twice. And that shop vac holds 14 gallons.
Boy.
So that was... There was a lot of water in that basement.
That doesn't sound fun.
No, it wasn't. But now it's dry. It's good. We got fans running down there. It's all good. It's not a finished basement, so I'm never going to finish my basement, ever.
Doesn't seem like you should.
No, that seems like a bad idea. All right,
awesome. Maybe the next house can have one.
Yeah, the next house in the suburbs.
Come on out and join us.
When I move next to you.
Yeah, it's the place to be.
That's what I've heard. Reimer's been living in the suburbs his whole life.
Walking distance to Counterbalance, formerly known as SIP.
Yeah. All right. I'm in.
It comes in handy.
I need to be sold no more.
Okay. Deal.
Austin, your question of the day will take us back to the Buckeyes. What else is burning your brain about them? Because I don't really have a question of the day for you.
I love James Smith's personality. I think Reimer's probably got some sound from him, but
I'm going to do that in the next segment.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil it, but I just, the mentality that he plays with, I think is interesting. And Berm did ask him a question, and probably that's one of the sounders that is worth playing later on in the show. But I think we may have got him wrong a little bit. And I say that to, you and I were kind of kicking that around on Tuesday, where he arrived in February and he had this reputation as being super serious and he wasn't going to smile till they won games. Mm-hmm. You and I have told that story a few times, but he's so engaging. He is insightful. His personality is a lot more outgoing than we gave him credit for. And I think that's important. So it really wasn't that James Smith was going to smile when they won. He basically put it in different terms. He was going to smile when he felt like he had earned the ability and that he fit into the culture. And so I'm going to zoom out from James Smith and talk, Matt Patricia mentioned this, and we played that in the first hour of the Buckeye Show. You can re-listen back to that on 97.1 The Fan's YouTube channel, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good plug.
He was talking about, you know, bringing in guys from two guys from an SEC program. All right. He's talking about James Smith and Quay Rousseau from Alabama, a guy from an ACC program, Earl Little, a guy from a Big Ten program, Christian Allegro. Didn't name them all specifically because then that would have spun the conversation out in a bunch of different directions. But it is impressive to me how quickly these very different personalities have acclimated into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. And they're going to have to play a game soon, and it's not always going to be easy, but guess what? When you are in Mickey Marotti's weight room and working out with Anthony Schlegel, that's not easy either.
No.
So one of the questions that we had for this team was how long that takes with 51 new players. And a couple weeks ago at Big Ten Media Days, I asked that to Jalen McClain. I asked it to Julian Say and talked to Jeremiah Smith about that. And they all had slightly different answers about that. And I think, in terms of all 51 of them being in lockstep, that's probably not happened yet still. Players are injured, players are coming in, it's going back and forth. They haven't, you know, put the pads on for a meaningful game yet, and we're going to get some more scrimmage opportunities for Ohio State by the weekend.
Yeah, not everyone acclimates in a few months.
No, that will help tell the tale, and it'll, you know, reveal who's got what and who can contribute how much to Ohio State right away. But when you're looking at those guys who've elevated into the top tier, when you're looking at this starting lineup, quote unquote starting lineup, and the projected ones, it really didn't take that long for Ohio State, the returning veterans, to look at Earl Little and say, this guy knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He understands the task at hand.
Been getting some high praise.
That high praise came in and it was, you know, borderline over the top, like Caleb Downsian with the way that they talked about him. Same is true for Christian Allegro coming out of the summer. Now, that didn't happen to that same volume level in spring camp, but by June, okay, Christian Allegro, they got one. You're, Jalen McClain's talking about him.
He's, have we reached Arvel Reese fervor, though?
Probably not, because it won't be the same conversation.
Yeah.
Because Christian Allegro is going to be really important, and I think really good in this Matt Patricia defense. But I don't know that anyone is going to, any NFL scout's going to come in and be like, you know what, that guy, he's 8 feet tall, he's an alien, we can use him as a pass rusher, we can use him as a stand-up guy, we can put him in space as a linebacker. Christian Allegro can do all of those things. He might not do them fully to an Arvel Reese level, and that's fine, because Arvel Reese is an 8 foot tall alien.
Yeah, and was picked fourth in the NFL draft.
You know, you're not, that becomes a different discussion about Matt Patricia's defense in year two that we've kind of had a little bit, but the individual top end talent, a top 10 pick like Sonny Styles, Arvel Reese, right there on the fringe of the top 10 in Caleb Downs, first pick of the second round in Cade McDonald, early second round pick. These guys for Ohio State that are in the 2027 NFL draft class, they might not all be in the top 40 picks, but you can still build a nation-leading defense with seven guys who might be from picks 30 to 60. Like, that would be pretty remarkable if you get that. Now, can Jermaine Matthews live up to all that? Is Jalen McClain going to do that? Is Peyton Pierce going to do that? You know, we'll see. But the depth of this team is different than a year ago. And the high-end talent is a little bit different as well.
Quay Rousseau had his reservations about coming here to Columbus. You're going to hear from him and James Smith coming up in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
Body cancer divides, but inside the James, we unite. With nearly 300 cancer specialists, each focused on a single type of cancer, and over 1,500 researchers relentlessly pursuing new discoveries and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best damn radio show in the land. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Thinking about my guy, A-Ward Sports, Austin Ward, this evening. I want to let you know that we here on The Buckeye Show brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. Little update from the jungle down in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow on his second drive of the game with the number ones in offense.
Get him out of there.
All right, so that's your answer. Reimer, as a Bengals fan, how do you feel about Mr. Joey B staying in the game this long in the preseason? How do you feel about that?
I think this, like, just playing a quarter is fine. God.
He's about to get killed.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Oh, my God. That was so close of to
course,
being bad.
Of course, right as I'm saying that, I think playing the first quarter is fine.
That had shoulder surgery written all over it.
Oh, my God.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. I told you this.
Oh, my God.
Beamer, on the first drive, he came out. He absolutely zips one over the middle to Jamar. And I said, that's okay. That's fine. Take get him out. Get him out. What happened two plays later?
Sack.
I get a text. Allie, the Bengals are the worst. We're 7 minutes into the preseason, and they still cannot protect Joe Burrow.
Now you've got Money Mac running out for a field goal. Joe Burrow has to be done after taking that near sack. Now.
I'm cool with what I've seen so far.
Just, he looks good.
Yeah, just play majority of the first quarter, and he then
looks
get
like,
him out.
He looks like Joe Burrow.
Yeah, the offensive line looks like the Bengals' offensive line.
Is going to get him killed.
It already has.
I don't understand how you can invest all this money in him and just be like, well, we'll give him a bunch of wide receivers, he'll be cool with that, we're gonna pay Jamar, we're gonna pay T. Higgins,
which is awesome.
Cool. I'd have taken one of them for Joe Burrow if he played every single game and had a competent offensive line. This is what, it's not like the Lions are out there trying to set the world on fire with their defensive front in the first quarter of the preseason.
No, it looked like they're running base defense with four rushers.
He's going to be out by week four.
Is that your bull pee?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. You think I wanted to say it, Reimer? I'm just trying to bring a dose of realism to this scenario because I've already watched it and everything that happens in the preseason is real.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I am going to overreact way too much about these games tomorrow on Rothman and Ice with Television's Adam King.
I mean, I was looking at it glass half full and be like, yeah, I mean, look at how they've started when he hasn't played in the preseason and they've gotten off to horrible starts. So like, I'm cool with this playing majority of the first quarter of the first preseason game, get him some reps, get him loose.
What's their first couple of games out of the game?
Tampa's the first game.
All right.
And I mean, Baker's got a chip on his shoulder, so I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah, Tampa at Houston, at Pittsburgh, home against Jacksonville.
That's, I mean,
not as easy as a start they've had the last couple
Texans
of years.
Defense is pretty solid.
Texans defense is solid. Buccaneers defense is solid. Steelers defense, always Pittsburgh defense.
I was wrong. Will Howard did not get the start in this one tonight, so you got Mason Rudolph out there working against
also getting clobbered.
Yeah, probably better
Jordan
for Will
Love
Howard.
Was starting for the Packers.
Was he?
Yeah, he was out there a little bit.
People are taking those preseason games seriously. Bum, 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 bum.
I know Saturday at 1 o'clock I'll be locked into the Bears and the Browns.
I know you will be.
For sure.
Oh, 100%, gosh, 100%. That's a gross game.
They play every year in the preseason. They always play.
It's a tradition unlike any other. That's what they call it.
That is true.
Is there a cup on the line?
Yeah, there might be.
Ooh.
The Bears-Browns Cup. You never heard of it before?
The BB Cup.
Yeah. Austin, James Smith.
It's a border war between Indiana and Ohio.
Hey, that's true. And then it's going to be a huge rivalry between the Bengals and the Browns and the Bears. Maybe they'll just move divisions.
It's the Tri-Wizard Cup.
Then they'll place the Bengals, the Browns, the Lions, and the Bears all in the same division. How's that sound?
That's beautiful.
Why not? Let's just do it. Let's throw the history of the NFL just out the window.
Yeah.
You know, you're the Chicago Bears. Move to Indiana. What's it going to hurt? You know, you're 2 hours away from your fans anyways. Anyways, Quay Rousseau and James Smith had media availability today. Do you want to hear from Quay Rousseau first or James Smith?
Hit him with that James Smith. He's so good on the microphone. And I thought Berm's question was really good to him about, you know, his mentality and settling in. I don't know if you've got that queued up already. Ready to go or not, but I teased it in the last segment, so I think you should hit it.
How about doing whatever he can to fit in for the team?
I love it.
I'm just trying to do whatever for the team, bro. Like, whatever my guys need from me, like, day in and day out. And I know, like, I tell my young guys, like, I need you to look. When you look at me, when I leave here, I need you to understand what it's supposed to look like. So you can tell them, like, nah, because I seen it this way, and this right here worked. So what James did, and I seen how I got, I need to do the same thing, you know? Like, kind of like, leaving, like Coach had it saying, leaving the jersey in a better place than you came in, leaving the jersey in a better place.
All right, so that was him talking about whatever he needs to do. Here's the one that you have been mentioning, him being more himself.
There we go.
Since joining Ohio State.
I wouldn't necessarily say it was hard. It just, I felt like coming in was like kind of about a respect thing. Respect is not earned, it's given. I mean, respect is not given, it's earned, so... I come in, I wasn't expect to give any, get anything. I didn't expect nobody like to, oh, I'm James, so you supposed to give me this, you supposed to feel this way about me. I wanted to come in and earn it by my work. So you see what I do, so it's like, when I say something, it's like, okay, I've seen what he has done. So I can kind of listen to him, I give him some grace. And me just having conversations with my teammates, talking to everybody, no matter walk on anybody, talking to them, understand, let them know, you're my teammate no matter what, end of the day, I'm with you. So that's all I got, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That just brought us closer together.
It's a great attitude to have, especially when you're in the middle of preseason camp where things are probably more often than not getting a little chippy, at least at this point. When the pads are on, it's 100 degrees outside. Been hitting each other now for a week straight.
Yep.
Kind of getting tired of each other. Starting to trash talk maybe a little bit.
I think James Smith has a little trash talk in him.
I think probably.
He's got a little
edge. He's one of those guys that... There is James Smith off the field, and then there's James Smith on the field. And those guys that can flip a switch like that and go from the normal versions of themselves, happy-go-lucky, you're my teammate, you know, I'm funny, we're cracking jokes here and there. And then on the field, James Smith, I'm going to rip your heart out through your chest.
Yeah, it's that red line. That's the way that Ohio State terms it. You know, you try and keep those things separate. You don't want anything going right or wrong in your personal life to bleed over onto the field. You want that to be about your business. And the same is true when you leave it and cross back over. Good practice, bad practice, you know, leave that out there. You know, go make corrections when you're in meetings and go handle your business in the weight room or anything else. But when it's practice time, when
and when you cross that red line into the horseshoe for a game, you need to be that version of yourself. You need to have that switch fully on. And I think we saw that, I think it was the second practice, maybe it was even the first practice of spring camp, Beamer, where they were going through a ball security circuit. And for defensive players, it's not always, you don't always see them treat it the most seriously. You know, you're going through it.
Well, I mean, how often are you looking at, you know, a defensive lineman trying to punch the ball out? Now, there are opportunities sometimes, you know, if you're an edge rusher and the quarterback is taking a drop and has the ball ready to fire, like you're going to try to poke that away.
Yeah.
But for an interior defensive lineman with a running back trying to get through the hole, like, I mean, some, you can cause a fumble, certainly, but how many times do you see them reach back and try to
get a punch
the ball? It's linebackers, cornerbacks, when guys are being held up, that's when you see that, not defensive linemen.
And so, you know, James Smith was going through, you know, one of those stations like that in spring camp. And as you said, those opportunities in a game are going to be few and far between. You don't want James Smith, you don't want Edric Houston, John Walker, Will Smith Jr. cocking back for a Peanut Tillman punch. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to wrap up, you want to bring the guy to the ground, you want to be occupying those blockers, letting the linebackers come in and do that work. Anyway, assuming all of that is still correct, James Smith is going through that, and somebody else is like maybe a little lackadaisical, just holding the football, maybe not tight enough for James Smith's liking. And, you know, I was about as close to him as I am to you right now in the studio. He
said, enough to get hit if he decided to throw somebody.
If this gentleman continues to treat this drill in that manner, I might punch him in the face for real.
Is that verbatim that what he said?
Paraphrased. Some of those words we can't say on the Buckeye Show.
Okay.
And some of that tone, I think, is also more polite than what we heard then. And that was at that time in the first 2 months where he's talking about having to earn that respect, mm-hmm, and earn his way in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center from teammates, that it wasn't going to be given to him. And that we viewed him as this super serious ultra competitor at all times. That's not who he is. Between the lines, absolutely. And you're going to get the best version of him, the most violent version of James Smith. You're going to see that. And I think, you know, partnering that with what he believes Larry Johnson can bring out of him as a position coach, and how Matt Patricia will use him, mm-hmm, in that scheme. He's been bought in from day one, and then everybody else is buying in around him. And I think the other part of it that I didn't mention when you asked in question of the day with Matt Patricia, and when you hear Quay Rasaw and James Smith and John Walker talk about the reasons that they transferred here, and all three players that came to the microphone today were transfers. And all three of them talked about what Matt Patricia can do for them.
Absolutely. Here was Quay Rasaw talking about having reservations about choosing Ohio State, which is fascinating.
I'm not going to lie. When I left here, I was kind of like, I don't want to go here. I went to visit Tennessee and Notre Dame. And then, like, after talking to the coaches there, I kind of, like, knew, like, Coach Patricia, like, have had a lot of guys, like, at the outside linebacker position. And he's smart enough, like, to move everybody around. So, like, yeah, I was like, gotta be the best fit, yeah.
All right, so that's exactly why Quay Rasaw decided to come to Ohio State, is because Matt Patricia realizes that he can put him in a great situation, fit specifically for Quay Rasaw.
Yeah, and for someone who is a bit of a hybrid defender like, mm-hmm, Quay Rasaw, that's more important than anything else for him. If you go on a visit, and I won't speak for him, he didn't talk about how, I don't know, Marcus Freeman wanted to use him at Notre Dame, or what Jim Knowles was potentially going to do in Tennessee. But we can make some educated guesses about both of them. I know both of those people pretty well.
A volunteer package.
But is Jim Knowles going to move guys around to a bunch of different positions?
No, that's not his strength.
It's not what he likes to do. You're going to make things, and that's not to take away his success. He was the defensive coordinator for the national champions 2 years ago.
It was really good.
But his way of teaching defense is not, let's create a bunch of different packages.
You're learning his defense.
You're learning his defense and how you fit into it. And not even going to go back into the Jack conversation or anything else that we dealt with for those couple years that may or may not have ever actually existed. Who knows?
I don't think they did.
Can't prove it. But there is this element where Matt Patricia's proof of concept doesn't just apply to 1 year at Ohio State.
Yeah.
It's finding versatile defenders
throughout 20 years in New England or 20 years the NFL ranks and moving them around in a, based on opponent, based on situation, based on skill set. You know, Quay Rasaw, I don't know that he is a true defensive end for 40 snaps a game. I don't think he's also a true outside linebacker for 40 snaps a game. But he might be really dangerous doing 15 of one and 20 of the other. And, you know, not knowing what he's going to do on any given snap is going to make someone with his athleticism even more dangerous.
I'm a roamer, coach. You can put me anywhere. Jackie, that position does not exist. But it does here.
He's the star.
Ooh, we got a new shiny term out there.
I think that's what Alabama called it.
Hashtag Buckeyes next. It's the Buckeye Show.
A resident gambling degenerate, Steve Biddle and Scotty Vegas for On the Money. Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan.
Save time, reduce costs, and eliminate printer frustrations with Modern Office Methods, your award-winning managed print services provider. We know how to help your business reduce the cost of office printing by identifying necessary print and paper waste. We can improve your printer fleet and decrease the amount of printer frustration. Why wait? Start saving time and money today. Start with our comprehensive print fleet assessment by going to momnet.com and click on free assessment.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeyes sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive. For over 30 years, Schumacher Homes has been building affordable custom homes throughout the Buckeye State. Experience true customization on your land, your way, without any compromises. Come visit any of our 9 Ohio model home and design studio locations to see the latest in design trends and learn about our award-winning building process, or start online at SchumacherHomes.com. You'll be surprised how affordable a custom home will be. Schumacher Homes, proud home building sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Weston Air Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at the Waterworks and header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Final segment for us here on this Thursday before we get you to the Cleveland Browns preview show.
Woo!
At 8 o'clock. Big preseason game for them coming up on Saturday.
Who they got?
Indiana Bears.
The Indiana Bears.
That's right.
Who Bears?
Who Bears? I mean, let's talk about Ben Johnson for a second.
Okay.
That guy's a psychopath. Him openly saying in front of a microphone that they want to be the highest scoring team in NFL history.
Go get it. You know what?
He didn't say anything into a microphone.
You must. That's no, there's no accidents from Ben Johnson. Is that the mantra up in Chicago right now?
I think he made a couple last year.
Well, you must dream if you wish to achieve.
That is true. I've heard about that. Also heard Ben Johnson say, you know, we're aiming for the moon. We're aiming for the stars. I said, wow.
I don't think that's how that expression goes.
This guy is great. Shooting for the stars, I think there's a term for that.
I think they say you aim for the moon, and if you miss, you land amongst the stars.
Okay, yeah. So he got confused a little bit.
But he's so wrapped up in ball, he can't worry about it.
No, he said
he's not a big reader.
Screw the moon. The moon's not a star. The moon's a rock.
I'm going to Mars, baby.
Yeah, we're going out to Venus.
What's further?
Reimer, can you name all planets in a row?
Mvimshno.
Well, Mvimshno, because I think the P is gone now. That's not a planet. Come on, let's go.
Mercury, yeah. Venus, Earth.
Yes. Have you ever heard of third rock from the sun?
I gave you a clue.
You gave me the acronym.
The mnemonic device from Saved by the Bell. Planets.
I just don't know the order right now.
Not right now?
You're three through.
Jupiter? No, Mars. Mars.
Yes, Mars.
Mars is our nearest planet. Yes.
Jupiter's like seventh, I thought.
Okay.
You're just going to skip a couple?
Yeah.
Do you have any guesses?
Saturn.
All right. So you're going Mars, Saturn.
Yes.
Okay.
Jupiter.
Okay.
Pluto.
Okay.
Wait, that's not still a planet?
It sure isn't. We're just seeing how you're going. He was going to let you go because he doesn't have access to the buzzer in here.
Uranus.
That you played for me last time.
Uranus is at the end.
Okay.
That's right, it is.
I'm done. I'm stuck.
Austin?
I just gave it to him.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn.
Mm.
Neptune.
Uranus.
King Neptune.
Mvimshnop.
Mvimshnop.
I am just very dumb.
Don't worry. I'm going to assign some reading to Adam King, and he'll get you up to speed.
Did you forget about Neptune? That Neptune existed?
Yeah.
That happens.
Isn't it pretty large?
I mean, it's not as big as Jupiter or Saturn.
No.
They're not.
It holds its own.
Yeah.
It has planetary status.
Hey, don't forget about Pluto. That's still a planet.
It's not.
It'll always be a planet to me.
Yeah.
Me too. When I was growing up, it was a planet.
Yeah, same here.
It's always real to me.
And we went woke, had to change it.
Now he's just a dog that you can eat.
Why is it not a planet anymore?
It doesn't qualify as a planet. I think it's just the interstellar.
What determines that?
It's like an interstellar object.
It was based on size.
Yeah.
And they said, this little guy?
Don't worry about this little guy.
I'm not going to worry about this little guy.
Size shouldn't matter.
Size didn't matter to Pluto. All right. And then he got banned.
Yeah.
Got put on the banishment list.
Pluto said that. It actually responded back to the Interplanetary Commission and it said, you know what? It's about how you use the size of your planet, all right?
That is true. Like, that's what I've always heard.
And I think that's science.
Man, I didn't know Pluto the dog could talk.
Well, he's not allowed to.
He's not allowed
I know that
to
you
talk.
Like. I know you prefer the character meet and greets, but...
I know it's not Scooby-Doo.
Pluto is not going to be allowed to talk about North Carolina basketball after Sunday.
This is good.
I'm Adam beautiful. And I are winning this match.
Sunday about 1 o'clock, pending the weather. It's going to be so much fun. I hope it doesn't rain. I hope we get it in. I know hope is not a strategy, but I'm really hoping for that.
I'm there, rain or shine. No matter what, I will be there.
The Black Dog Tavern is open.
Championship conditions.
One way or the other.
I think if it rains, it rains.
Yeah, that's right. Bring your rain gear.
If they die, they die.
Correct.
I got rain jackets.
Rain pants.
Yeah.
Got an umbrella.
Oh, I don't need rain pants.
I think it would be...
Rain pants are the best.
We'll be fine.
It'd be unfortunate if Reimer didn't get the full Deer Ridge greens experience if they're slowed down a little bit by the rain, which they probably will be anyway
they'll be quick, though.
The secret tornadoes that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
But man, if he had dried out like normal July Deer Ridge.
I thought I heard that they're the closest thing to Augusta National greens.
That's what I said.
Wow.
I've never played Augusta National. I'll be going back down in April, but...
Oh, must be nice.
Yeah. You want anything?
I'm sure
he wants everything.
I get to see him again. I'm telling you, I've seen two man scrambles four putt these greens
100% from 10 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's further away.
Yeah, you better buckle up, buddy.
I've deplaned on a couple of them.
Yeah, that's a D green penalty.
Yeah,
that's a bonus book.
Yeah, it is. No good for anybody.
That's another month of no North Carolina talk.
Yeah, that extends into February.
You imagine if he got all the way to March.
Gonna get dicey.
Every violation that's out there.
So, I mean, we're gonna be doing a podcast. So, like, we're just not. Or are you going to try to trick me to get it out of me so that I have to wear and say something nice about Duke?
No. You can't wear North Carolina gear on our Ohio State basketball podcast.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
So I'm not worried about that part. If for some reason the Tar Heels come up in reference to what's happening at the Schottenstein Center, I will allow that.
Well, I mean,
the podcast wing
of 97.1 The Fan is separate
than
the Buckeye Show.
There is two games a part of the CBS Sports Classic, and one of them features the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Don't push your luck, bud. I just said,
said you're good.
If it came
gave
up.
You carte blanche. All right.
We're not going to have a Tar Heels segment, though.
No, that's fine. I don't need that.
I think you want it, though.
I don't need that.
If he could just do his own podcast about North Carolina, he would.
No, it's okay. I don't need that. I want
we're not doing
college basketball.
Stop asking.
There's a lot more teams you can talk about. Just not that one. After Sunday.
It's fine.
About 1 o'clock.
Still 364.
Before we get out.
I wonder how many times he would stomach praising the Blue Devils just so he could bring up North
You know
Carolina.
It's going to happen.
I know it will.
Like, it's going to happen a lot.
Oh, man. Have you seen Michael Malone out there? Oh,
wow.
You only have 72 hours to go.
He's actually going to break out in hives. Like, you are going to break out in Carolina blue hives. Like, of not being able to just expel it from your body. During the hours of working in the show.
I wonder if he's just going to try and code it and wrap it into like Bill Belichick talk so that he can bring up North Carolina.
No.
He doesn't care about football.
I know. No. Yeah, you're right. What am I talking about?
Yeah, we talked about Bill Belichick last night. Jay-Z and I were in agreement that he was going to be the first one fired of the college football season.
That is perfectly fine.
That's spicy.
I would sign up for that immediately.
Bold P for both of us.
I'll take Mike Loxley for 1,000.
No, because we mentioned Mike Loxley as well. Mike Loxley always starts the season like 4-5-0 and then trails off.
Yeah, but he's got James Franklin coming in there.
Wow, that is true. Sneaky tornado.
He's a sneaky tornado.
Yeah, you better watch out for Hokies. James Franklin.
I don't really want to, though.
Virginia Tech will win that game.
I think they will.
Yeah, I concur. Because I don't think either of them are very good coaches. Actually, I think James Franklin's an okay coach. He's better than
Mike Loxley.
He did enough at Penn State, and now he's gone. Austin, had a great time with you here this evening. Looking forward to Sunday, all right?
Can't wait.
Everyone have an awesome rest of your evening. Browns preview show next on the